She's a business mogul.
Number one.
And wellness expert.
How can I help?
And now Chantel Ray and her amazing guests are here to guide you on your wellness journey.
Time to level up.
Welcome to the Waste Away Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to today's episode, and I'm so excited. We have a guest today that's wrote an amazing book called Programmed to Fail, How to Break Through Your Mental Blocks and Achieve Greatness. And one of the things that we all have, I don't care if you're listening right now, there is something that you have set as a self-limiting barrier that's holding you back and unlocking your potential. And so it's so funny. At church this past weekend, the pastor was talking about how every single one of us, no matter who you are, we all have a jail cell that we're sitting in some area of our life, and we actually have the key, but we're choosing to sit in that jail cell. So I thought that was really good. But Brandon, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And I would add to that, a lot of people don't even know what jail cell they're in. So they hold the key, but they don't know how to get out because they don't even know that they're in. They're unconscious of the jail cell they're living in.
Yeah, so good. Well, most of the people that are listening to this program, they are really looking at their weight, and they're maybe using food as a coping mechanism when they're stressed or when they're anxious. And so I want you to talk about, with your book, Programmed to Fail, what are some of the things that someone would say to themselves if that is their, you know, one of the things that it's funny that I always say is that everyone has a bent, B-E-N-T, for some area of their life, meaning whether it's alcohol or drugs or shopping or gambling or eating.
Porn.
And what? Right. Porn. Yeah, exactly.
Big one for guys, right?
Yeah. And so it's like, yeah, for sure. And so it's like, whatever your bent is that you are struggling with, if someone's struggling with food, what are some of the limiting beliefs and barriers that they're saying to themselves? And what would you tell them that can help them to get out of that?
Yeah. I think the first step is awareness, right? Is to stop making it about the food, stop making it about the diet, stop making it about the rational part of why they are or they aren't doing what they think they should be doing. Because as long as they stay in the conscious, rational head of figuring it out, they're going to be like, let me figure out the best diet. And let me try the next diet and the next one, the next one. When they're in the thinking head, they're stuck there. They're not going to get to the root and actually be able to make any progress. So the first step is to understand it's not an information problem, right? We all have access to the internet. It's not an information problem. We could all go into PubMed, find out the best research out there. And if you watch enough trusted people in nutrition, health, and wellness, you'll see everyone's kind of saying the same thing, right? Eat the right amount of food, eat real food, you know? And so we know what we need to be doing. It's not an information problem. So instead, we have to go right to the emotion. So if you're listening, you're not driving right now, and you're actually struggling with this in your life right now, you can't stop binge eating, or you tell yourself, hey, I'm going to do this diet, and then you end up sabotaging yourself every time, close your eyes right now and feel into your physical body. And I want you to feel into that sense of either anxiety that comes up around your diet, right? And you might feel that in your upper stomach, or maybe that sense of like loneliness or sadness down in the lower stomach, right? And feel into that, the emotion that's in there. And right there, that's where we're going to find out how you've been programmed to fail. And I could never tell someone what it is for them because I'm not in their body. I'm not living their experience. It lives in your personal body. So you have to go inside. A lot of people, you know, really go in there in the upper stomach. They might find some fear there, anxiety that comes up of like, oh, well, I believe I'll never be able to commit to a diet, right? They might have just programmed that belief into them. And it might sound so simple that like, this is stupid. It's not just that. Maybe that is it. Maybe you just believe that you can't commit to a diet. And because you failed at a diet so many times in your life, or trying to eat better. So many times in your life, you've actually caused the scar tissue to form inside of yourself. Now you're hardwired to believe, I can't do a diet. And so it doesn't matter which one you place in front of you, you're not going to be able to do it. So the first step is to accept it. Fine, I can't. I can't. I can't do diets. I can't complete a diet. I can't get through a diet. Just accept it, because what we resist persists. And through the acceptance, all right, and now we're talking, we started this talking about God and the church. We're talking about spiritual work here. This is deep spiritual work, to go into your body and to be able to accept that fully and to be able to surrender your way through it. Of like, yep, and I surrender all the past times I failed at diets. Because that allows you to actually come into the present moment now and alchemize the energy, right? So lead into goal. Be able to go, okay, what is it? What belief do I want to step into now? I believe I can stick with the right diet. And now as we step into this belief, I can sit with the right diet, we breathe through that and we allow that to take form in our body. And as we step into that and we feel that start to integrate into our body, we start to operate from a place of inspiration instead of obligation. I'm not going to do this because I think I should. I'm going to do this because this feels right for my body. And then from there, hopefully you'll be able to be a little bit more consistent. So we'll start there.
Did you guys know that 97% of Americans are deficient in at least one mineral? It's true. You need more than a dozen minerals for your body to function in its best, but with the standard American diet, it's almost impossible. So here's where Beam Minerals comes in. Guess what? All you have to do, take one little shot of this one little shot of this one, and guess what? It looks like this, but it tastes like water. Take one shot, and boom, in 30 seconds a day, you're getting an entire thing of minerals instead of an entire cabinet of supplement bottles. So with Beam Minerals, we make mineral balance simple. So as far as anyone that you've seen that they basically change their own self-talk. So like every time, like they first have to figure out what that lie is that they're telling themselves, and they program themselves, and then they'd have to actually change that lie. So what would they have to do to actually turn that around?
Yeah. So the process is very much what I was just guiding them through. It is being able to identify the thing that they want to do, right? The process they haven't been able to follow through with, or the goal they haven't been able to get to. So bring that to the forefront of your mind. This is what I want. So I want it. This is what I want. Because the thoughts in your head, like whatever, those are just conscious expressions of the belief that's down beneath the surface. So we don't even care about the thoughts in the head, because those are just those will all be cleared out once we get to the root. So instead, think about what is a process you can't complete, or what is a goal that you want to achieve that you haven't been able to follow through with, and bring that to the forefront of your mind. And then I want you to feel into your body, feel the emotion that comes up. Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it nervousness, right? Those are all the same things, just different names. Is it sadness? Is it disappointment? Is it frustration? Is it anger? Find the emotion in the physical body. It's going to live in your second or third energy center. You know, in Eastern philosophy, they call them chakras, but every single spiritual practice talks about the energy centers that run up the center point of our body. So you have to go into the energy center of your body. And then this isn't some woo-woo stuff. This is just where your programming lives. Just matter of fact, you go in there, you feel the emotion, right? There's a reason we always say, I have a knot in my stomach. What is that knot? Right? That's anxiety. It's nervousness. It's fear. That's what the knot is. We're butterflies, right? We have all these figures of speech. They're talking about the energy stored in our body. So you feel whatever that emotion is. You sit into it. And then you ask yourself, what am I believing to be true right now that would make me feel this way when thinking about achieving said goal, following through with said process? Through that process, you're going to come up with a belief. I believe that, like I said, I can't follow through with diets. Or I believe that I have to give up my social life if I'm going to follow a good nutrition program, right? Whatever it is, it's just a piece of code that lives in there. So once you identify that, like I just took you through, we're going to accept it. Don't try to resist it, right? That's how things stick around. They get charged because you resist them, you fight against them. You actually just accept it. Fine, I'm going to give up my whole social life when I commit to this nutrition plan. Yeah, I cannot have a nutrition plan, or I can't have a diet plan unless I give up my whole social life. So you just accept your way through that. And you might just have to sit there. And these days, people aren't that good at just sitting in it, the tension. That's what it is. You just sit there until you accept and you feel the energy start to move. And then you surrender into the past. And what I like to do with my clients is I have them visualize that their life is happening on a timeline. And right in front of them, there's this cloud of energy that is holding this belief, and see that, feel the emotion, feel all the bad memories tied to it, and then breathe in deeply. And on the exhale, imagine a powerful wind. You could imagine, if you're spiritual, imagine God is just taking this powerful wind and moving this cloud of energy to the left, to left, to left, all the way into the past, clearing that into the past. And in the present moment, there's something here. It's called the present moment. It's the now. So everything that's happened is already an illusion. Now you can feel that we're in the present moment. And here in the present moment, we choose the opposite belief. So that is, I believe that I can have a social life and follow through with my nutrition plan. And so we breathe our way through that, because we're getting it integrated into the body. And then the same way you have that voice in your head, what I have my clients do is I have them record themselves with the voice memo on their phone, reading the belief out loud. And usually there's a script of them, because they usually have a lot of programs that hold us back. And then you listen to this every morning you're waking up, every night before you fall asleep, and as much as you can in between. And through this process, you will integrate and alchemize the belief. You'll create a new program, which will in turn create new feelings and allow you to focus in a new way that will allow you to eventually get to your goals.
So one of the things you talk about is mastering the art of habit formation and getting yourself to have a system that makes success inevitable, kind of like brushing your teeth every single morning. So what would you say would be, if someone was struggling with their weight, what would be some habit formations that they would change? Like, if you were doing this, now you're going to set this up so that you can be successful.
So step one is doing the reprogramming work, because we want to get rid of the resistance, right? Like, we all know what we need to do. It's not about discipline. It's not about motivation. It's not about trying harder. If that were true, like, you would have what you want already. So first you remove the resistance, and then you find out, what is the inspiration? Right? How do I actually want to eat? Not because someone told me I need to eat a certain way. What do I feel inspired to do? Right? Not because someone's like, this is the best diet ever. Like, what does your body need? What is it really calling for? When is it telling you to eat? How much is it telling you to eat? Really becoming conscious and aware of that. So I think it's so important to have your habits be a byproduct of inspiration and not obligation, right? If anyone knows that you've done exercise before, there's ways that you can exercise where if the time goes by like nothing. You know, if you love playing tennis, you can play an hour and a half of tennis and it feels like you didn't exercise at all. It just felt like you played, you have fun. Or you could get on the treadmill or getting on elliptical and you could feel like every second that goes by is just drudgery and you're hating the process. So those are two habits that could get you to the same outcome, which is burning a certain amount of calorie in a certain amount of time. One will feel like inspiration. The other feels like obligation. So I'm a big proponent of aligning yourself with inspiration. So whatever habits you're choosing are coming from a place of I get to instead of I have to.
Guys, I just want to interrupt for just a second, and I want you to hear Paul Saladino talk about why liver is so important. And if you don't like liver, we have another option for you.
Your ancestors were eating liver. And the reason that this sort of wisdom has been passed down is because liver is very nutritious. It's basically nature's multivitamin. If you look at the nutrients in meat, they're great. You've got zinc, you got B6, you got B12, you got some K2. But if you look at liver, it really complements what's in muscle meat. And there are many unique nutrients found in organs, specifically liver as a powerhouse of these, that are difficult to obtain outside of liver. Like, meat and organs are like peanut butter and jelly. They just go together. They're supposed to be eaten together. The easiest way to eat liver is just to do it raw. If you don't want to eat liver raw, you can cook it. But the reason that I like to do it raw is because there are unique nutrients in liver that are probably somewhat degraded when you cook the liver.
This really is like the most nutrient-rich supplements that you can find. And they are amazing. I have tried them. I absolutely love them. So just go to heartandsoil.co, use the coupon code Chantel Ray, and save some money there. So good. So as far as when you want to kind of achieve peak performance and really change your mindset, give us some practical things that you've actually seen somebody, maybe in the area of weight loss, where they really kind of developed a mindset of resilience and they were able to take themselves to the next level.
Yeah. it all starts with awareness, right? So I always tell people, whatever goal you're trying to achieve, you just have to sit deep into the tension of awareness and actually be able to identify on a moment by moment basis, how are you feeling? Because however you're feeling is going to drive your actions, right? When you feel good, it's easier to take positive action. When you feel terrible, you don't want to take positive action, right? You're reaching for the things that are going to make you feel better. So I would advise anyone who's getting on this path right now or who has struggled and want to get on this path to set alarms on their phone to go off every 3 hours. And when these alarms go off, just have them ask you, how does it feel to be me right now? And just sit into that, gain awareness of how it feels to be you. And then you can identify, oh, interesting. Whenever I'm feeling anxious, I want to eat more, or I want to eat sugar, or when I'm feeling peaceful or loved, like I don't have those cravings, right? And so then you can start to take the next step after you got to that awareness of like, so what environments are putting me into these stressed or anxious states, right? And which ones are making me feel more calm and peaceful and loved? And you can start to structure your life even beyond the internal programming. Externally, you can structure your life in a way that makes you feel in a way that's going to be in alignment with the actions you want to take and the lifestyle you want to live.
That's so good. So it's when you say, I love the title Program to Fail, because I think that people don't even think that way. Like they, in their mind, they're like, I'm not losing weight, but if you would say, do you feel like you right now have programmed yourself to fail? I think most people would say, no, I mean, I've tried this, I've tried that. Like in their mind, what would you say? Would you say most people think that they really...
Most people are completely unconscious. They're living unconscious lives. So they might say that, but it has nothing to do with reality they're living, right? Someone might be like, oh, well, you know, I've really been programmed to succeed with my nutrition and my exercise. I've done so much research, and you look at them and they're 100 pounds overweight. You're like, well, the results say otherwise, right? And this is where people can start to step into awareness. Before we do anything, get a baseline for your life, right? And I just take a very simple scale of like 1 to 10. 1 is the worst it could be, 10 is the best. And so how does it feel to be you? You know, your mental well-being, because this contributes to your ability to follow through with your weight loss goals. Like if you don't feel good, you're going to be constantly reaching for things. You know, you're just an addict. You know, some people reach for heroin, you're reaching for food. And so get to awareness around where you're at emotionally so we can get that as a focus for you so you don't have to use these crutches. So identify 1 to 10, how am I feeling consistently? Physical health, give yourself a score. If 10 is the best it could be, 1 is the worst it could be. And it's not compared to anyone else. It's not compared to your favorite, you know, fitness influencer or Instagram model you're following. It's about you. What would be a 10 for you? Do you just want to feel active? Do you want to have energy? Do you want to feel confident? Do you want to look in the mirror and love yourself? Like a lot of that doesn't even have to do with the aesthetics. It just has to do with like your physical well-being, your vitality, and your mental well-being. So where are we at with your physical health? 1 to 10, and really I define for yourself what 10 would be like, and then go through all the buckets of your life. And I think this is very helpful because you might see, oh, you know what? It's my romantic relationships, a 3 out of 10. And because I'm suppressing what's not going well in my romantic relationship, I am just using food as a coping mechanism to not pay attention to the pain I'm in within this relationship. And that's something people do all the time, right? Or people will be like, well, my romantic relationship is in shambles, so let me go work more. I'm going to go work. I'm going to focus. I'm going to build my self-esteem on my work so I don't have to focus on my romantic relationship, or I don't have to focus on my physical health. And people do it the opposite way. People who are six-pack abs, they just want to go to the gym, and they don't want to think about their business, or they don't want to think about the romance. Or people who have incredible romantic relationships just want to focus on that. They don't want to focus on how their physical health is maybe not going so well, or whatever it may be. So like your pastor said, we are all programmed to fail. He didn't use those words, but more or less in one or more areas of our life. So let's get a baseline for the major areas of your life. And the book takes you step by step through everything that I'm sharing in this call as well. And identify, where have you been programmed to fail? Your results will show you where you've been programmed to fail. And then once we step into awareness, that's the first ego death, right? That's the ego dying, going, oh God, I don't want to see it, but there it is. Then you can actually make the lifestyle changes necessary.
Did you guys know that your thyroid's main food is iodine? And guess what? Mercury and other toxins gobble up your selenium, and your thyroid glands need selenium to convert iodine to thyroxine. So if you have mercury fillings and with all the toxins and mold, your selenium just gets gobbled up. So here's the bottom line. I take something called Peak Thyroid. It's got iodine, it's got copper, and it's got selenium. Everything you need to get your thyroid back to functioning without medicine. So go to ChantelRayWay.com/upgraded formulas. Use the coupon code ChantelRay to get a huge discount. So I want to share with you a story I recently saw a friend of mine who I hadn't seen in quite a while, and she had gained about 100 pounds. Like, she was the biggest that I've ever seen her. And she said to me, I was talking to her, and she said, well, the thing for me is the only diet that works for me is a low-carb diet. And she's like, I know that the low-carb diet is the only diet that works for me, like an Atkins kind of approach.
That's what she believes.
That's what she believes. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at her, and she's like, yeah. So again, I hadn't seen her in about a year. And she's like, yeah, I lost 20 pounds, but then I gained, 30 pounds back. And here she was like losing weight, then gaining more, then losing weight, then gaining more, then losing weight and gaining more. But in her mind, she's saying the low carb diet is the only one that works for me. In my mind, I was thinking, well, I haven't seen you in a year, but you just told me you've gained 100 pounds in a year. You've been doing low carb for a year. I'm here to tell you that is not working for you, because obviously you're not able to sustain that. And that deprivation is going into what you're doing is you're going into the deprivation cycle. And so then you're depriving yourself, and then you're going, oh my gosh, I'm so deprived. And then you're binging. And then once you binge, then then you are like, okay, well, let me go on another diet, and then you just are kind of going round and round. And so in her mind, she literally believed that is the only diet that worked for her. And I said to her, I said, so what's happening is you're starting the low carb. Now you're restricting all these foods. Now you're feeling deprivation and you've got all this hunger and cravings. Then you get off of it and then you're now overeating. Then you're feeling guilt and shame and lack of control. And then you're saying to yourself, I can't control myself. Now let me try low carb again. And every time you're doing it, you're losing 10 pounds and then gaining 20, then losing 10, then gaining 20. Here we are. And what you're saying to me is, the only diet that works for me is low carb. And I'm telling you, this is not working for you. And I'm one of those friends that will be honest.
Let's do this for her, right? If we can help one person with this conversation we're having, then this was definitely worth our time. So let's help her right now. Let's mark the time in this podcast and we'll send it to her and we'll dig in here really quick, And this is going to be comfortable, right? Send this to your friend because we love her. She's a child of God. We want the best for her. I don't even know her, but I love her.
Right.
So we want the best for her. We want to see her thrive. We want to see her succeed and be happy and loving and joyful. So let's just let her know right now, as she's listening to this, that her belief that Atkins is the only thing that will work for her is a belief she's holding, but it only has power because she's the believer. She's the believer, which gives the belief power. And when you hold the belief, you delete, you distort, and you generalize any information that could ever be in your world that would interrupt that belief that you're experiencing. So if someone comes in, you come in, you're like, hey, I did intermittent fasting. I tried whole food eating. I did all these things and it worked so well for me. What she'll do is she'll delete, generalize, or distort the information to fit her narrative. But because I'm me, be, well, that may work for you, but because me, because of who I am and my genetics and whatever story she's told herself, that won't work for me. So what we want to do right now for her is give her the gift of seeing that she can choose a new belief if she likes. Right now, she's deleting the story and generalizing everything that would be outside of only Atkins low carb works. And so in this moment, if she wants to, she can just accept that she believes that that's the only diet that works and it shouldn't be hard for her because that's what she told you, right? And then she can close her eyes right now. Here we go. We're going to do this together in real time. She's getting coaching from me. In real time, I visualize this. And anyone who deals with this too, you can choose your belief and we'll do this. I'm going to coach you through this in real time. Visualize this. There's a timeline for your life stretched out in front of you. Everything to the right is in the future. There's actually infinite possibilities that exist there. We're not there yet. We don't know. It's just an illusion right now. The past, it's dead. Literally, the past is dead. Unless you have a time machine, you can go get in it. I don't. So let's be here right now in the present. And I want you to visualize this cloud of energy in front of you that represents, I believe that only low-carb diets work for me, and feel all the emotional investment in that and the sadness because it's worked, but then it hasn't worked, and the yo-yo and the vicious cycle and the shame. Let's feel all the emotion wrapped up into that. I want you to imagine it on a cloud floating right in front of you. And I want you to breathe in deeply through your nose. And on the exhale, a powerful wind is going to move from right to left. It's going to pick up this cloud and it's going to move this energy to the left, to the left, to the left, to the left, all the way into the past. And the second goes and the past is dead because the past is dead. We can never interact with it again. So here we are in the present moment. And there's a spaciousness here because the present is the only thing that's real. Here we are in the present. And in this spaciousness, we're going to choose something new, which is whatever she wants to believe about diets instead of only low-carb diet works, which maybe is, I believe, a diet that I can stick with is the diet that will work for me. Ooh, now that's a more empowering belief, right? Instead of deleting every diet except for the Atkins, she goes, I believe a diet that I can stick with is a diet that works for me. So what does that do? It immediately deletes her ability to keep doing the Atkins diet because that's a diet that she hasn't been able to stick with. See how that works? So now she's no longer going to be able to stick with the Atkins diet because that's not a diet she's been able to stick with. And so now what's she going to do? She's going to delete, distort, and generalize all the information out there, all the artificial complexity. She's only going to see a diet that she can stick with. And it may not be super fancy. Maybe something really simple. It might be like, you know what? This is like a diet I can stick with. Maybe it's not the best diet that all the experts say that I should do, but this is a diet I can stick with. And maybe over time, maybe it takes years to lose 100, maybe it takes 5 years to lose 100 pounds. I will get there and on the way, I will enjoy the process and I'll sustain it. And so if she can integrate that and breathe through it, that's going to create a new pathway for her to walk down.
I don't know about you guys, but I am stressed. And if you're feeling overwhelmed this holiday season, then I get it. With all the family get-togethers, it is just a relentless source of stress. But anyway, there is something that I've got called Stress Guardian, and it's actually made by Bioptimizers, the people who make the magnesium breakthrough, which I love, love, love. But anyway, they are literally made this new product. It has 14 adaptogenic herbs and it just regulates your stress. I just actually took some right this second and it's awesome. If you go to stressguardian.com/wasteaway and put in wasteaway for 10% off your first order, it's stressguardian.com/wasteaway. Go there now. So good. I love that. So if you were going to give someone kind of one tidbit and everyone's excited to read the book, what's the one thing that you are most proud of? Like, give us a little tidbit bit or a tasting of the book to get them excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's magic. It really is magic. When you align yourself with the right beliefs, the life you dream of comes into reality. And I'll just use my personal example. Like when I figured this out, everything just started coming into place for me. I made 7 figures for the first time in my business. I was able to grow my YouTube channel over 1 million subscribers, over 120 million views, built this massive audience. I was able to actually graduate on from that YouTube channel because it was something that I was going to get the financial part of my life taken care of and get myself out of debt. but I was able to graduate off from that and now do the work I've always wanted to do since I was like 18, 19 years old, which was to be a professional mental coach for professional athletes, ranging from the NFL to Major League Baseball to boxing to the UFC to golf to the NHL. And now I get to spend my time becoming good friends with the best athletes in the world who I'd watch their games anyway. I could tell my wife, hey, I'm working over here watching pro sports on TV and I get to coach these guys. And all of that was only possible because I got myself in alignment on the subconscious level, because like many people who struggle with weight loss or whatever, I believed I was worthless. I believe I was too stupid to be successful in this field. I believe I didn't have enough education. I believe I just wasn't ever going to meet the right people to get me into pro sports. I believed everything to be true that would keep me where I was stuck. And it took a full reprogramming of everything that was holding me back to actually propel me forward to create this dream life I'm now living. So this is my life. I take my own medicine. I do it for everything in my own life. And it's worked for a lot of my clients as well. I worked with Cy Young Award winning pitchers, UFC champions. I worked with Major League Baseball players. I worked with guys who are at the top of their field in business, entrepreneurship. So I take the medicine. I've given it to my guys. The results speak for themselves. They go to my website as well, thebrandonepstein.com, see some of these people's story, hear them talk about it. And I think they're just getting excited about understanding that like myself and a lot of these people were programmed to fail. And just by reprogramming ourselves, we were able to get to the outcomes that we want, whether it was like the physical health, the body, the health, the vitality, the mental peace of mind, the finance peace, the career that we desire, the relationships, the romance. If you are struggling with any of these areas in your life right now, you have to first just accept you've been programmed to fail. And my book is a playbook to show you exactly how to reprogram yourself, how to succeed.
Love it. Well, tell listeners where they can find you and where they can follow you.
Yeah, Amazon. They can find the book, Programmed to Fail by Brandon Epstein. They can find me on Instagram. I'm very active on there, posting a lot of content. My website, thebrandonepstein.com, if they're interested in exploring coaching.
Love it. Well, you guys stay tuned. We've got another episode coming up in just a few. Bye-bye for now.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, it would mean the world to us for you to leave a review on iTunes to get this podcast out to others that may have the same questions that you do. And as always, if you have a question that you want answered, email those to questions@chantelrayway.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.